morning and welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Wednesday, June 22nd. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, you can reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. I am Ria Rao, and this is your Daily Dose. A U.S. judge on Wednesday said the owner of an oil tanker must pay the United States $44.6 million over its role in a 2017 collision between the tanker with a U.S. Navy destroyer in Southeast Asia that killed 10 sailors and injured dozens more. U.S. District Judge Paul Crotty in Manhattan found Energetic Tank Incorporated 20% responsible, and the United States 80% responsible for the August 21st, 2017 collision between the 39,000 metric ton Alnwick MC tanker and the USS John S. McCain. Both vessels had been cruising alongside each other when the McCain, a guided missile destroyer nearing Singapore for a routine port call, veered left. The bow of the Alnwick pierced the McCain's broadside, causing the destroyer to flood. Energetic Tank, which court papers say has an office in Monrovia, Liberia, sought to hold the United States responsible for the collision, which caused damage of $185 million to the McCain and $442,000 to the Alnwick. The United States conceded that the McCain bore some blame, but that the Alnwick also played a role. Crotty ruled after a non-jury trial last November. Absent objections, a second trial will apportion the money to victims and their family. 41 wrongful death or personal injury claims were filed. Paul Hoffman, a lawyer for some of the claimants, said the well-considered decision will prove some level of recompense for sailors and families who suffered grievous injuries. In 2019, the National Transportation Safety Board said the probable cause of the collision was a lack of effective operational oversight of the destroyer by the U.S. Navy, which resulted in insufficient training and inadequate bridge operating procedures. American officials sent dozens of migrants back to Cuba Sunday after the U.S. Coast Guard intercepted four different vessels last week. Each of the boats were in waters near the Florida Keys and reported to officials by onlookers. The possibility of being stopped by Coast Guard crews while illegally migrating through the Caribbean Sea is high. No one should risk their lives on unsafe, rustic vessels in unpredictable seas. First boat was found Wednesday night, 12 miles off the coast of Boot Key. The rest were reported Friday, with one boat spotted 17 miles off of Long Key at approximately 11:45 a.m. and two off the coast of Big Pine Key at around noon, one 17 miles away and one 22 miles away. Officials described each boat as a rustic vessel. On Sunday, the crew of Coast Guard cutter Charles Sexton brought a total of 45 migrants from those vessels back to Cuba. The Coast Guard said that all migrants aboard Coast Guard cutters get food, water, shelter, and basic medical attention. According to the Coast Guard, this makes 2,464 Cubans Coast Guard crews have intercepted since October 1, 2021, by far the highest total since fiscal year of 2016. What was meant to be one of the world's largest cruise ships is being prepared for its maiden voyage to a scrapyard. Global Dream 2, which was designed to hold more than 9,000 passengers, had almost been completed at a shipyard on Germany's Baltic coast. However, the shipbuilder, MV Werften, filed for bankruptcy in January of this year, and the administrators cannot find a buyer for Global Dream 2. The German cruise industry magazine On Board reported that the lower hull of the liner is to be disposed for scrap price. The administrator, Christoph Morgan, reportedly told a press conference on Friday that the ship needed to be moved out of MV Werften's Wismar shipyard by the end of the year because the yard had been sold to a German company's naval unit, which plans to build military vessels there. Demand for cruise ships has collapsed since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. According to new research, there's been a massive growth in the number of people participating in water sports during the pandemic. The annual Water Sports Participation Survey 2021 shows that approximately 11.8 million people took part in one or more boating activities in 2021. This number has almost doubled since 2020. The number of people taking part more frequently in on-water activities has also increased slightly. The activities which showed the biggest growth included personal watercraft, paddle sports, and dinghy sailing. Things are heating up around the globe, and not in a good way. Europe is currently experiencing the deadliest extreme weather event in history. This past week saw a third of the U.S. under excessive heat warnings as domes of high pressure that trap hot air have led to temperatures hitting 100 Fahrenheit across the south and southwest regions of the U.S. Things aren't much better across the Atlantic. Scientists say that because of climate change, Madrid, Paris, Rome, and London are all preparing for their own heat domes. France, which has just recorded its hottest May ever, observed its earliest 40 degrees in recorded history in June. Heat waves are increasing in frequency and deadliness across Europe, America, Africa, and Asia as a direct result of human-made climate change. And as heat waves become the norm for summer, it could transform everything from our health to our pocketbooks. In light of the recent heat waves, governments around the world have started to cancel events and set new policies to keep people safe. Concerts and large public gatherings have been called off in Bordeaux, France. School districts across the U.S. have canceled schools or switched to half days to avoid the hot hours. Don't forget to tune in this evening at 1800 CET for the Wellbeing Project with Karine Rayson. Karine is joined by Kate Molyneux as they discuss what cross-cultural communication is. When you are working in the maritime industry, you need to be prepared to work with people from around the globe, and this means knowing how to communicate. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Wednesday, June 22nd. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe to be kept up to date on all the marine industry headlines happening around the world. Please join us here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST, for your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news. I am Rhea Rao, and this has been your Daily Dose.